Hi there, family and friends. Welcome to Brother Hebert Presents. This is part one of The Sabbath. This paper is found in the calendar menu at www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. When you click the drop-down arrow in the calendar menu, it'll open up. Psalm 103:1. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He made known his ways unto Moshe, his acts unto the children of Yisrael. For as the sky is high above the land, so is his loving commitment towards them that reverence him. But the mercy of Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that reverence him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Yahweh has prepared his throne in the skies, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless Yahweh, you, his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. How seriously do you take the Sabbath day? Did you know that the angels keep Sabbath? Angels is malak. In the Hebrew, malak is a messenger, specifically of Yahweh, also a prophet, priest, or teacher. Jubilees 2:1. And the malak of the presence spoke to Moshe according to the word of Yahweh, saying,
Write the complete history of the creation, how in 6 days Yahweh Almighty finished all his works and all that he created, and kept Shabbat on the seventh day and hallowed it for all ages, and appointed it as a sign for all his works. And on the sixth day he created all the animals of the earth, and all the cattle, and everything that moves on the earth. And after all this he created man. A man and a woman created he them, and gave him dominion over all that is upon the earth, and in the seas, and over everything that flies, and over beasts, and over cattle, and over everything that moves on the earth, and over the whole earth, and over all this he gave him dominion. And these four kinds he created on the sixth day. And there were altogether 22 kinds. And he finished all his work on the sixth day, all that is in the heavens and on the earth, and in the seas and in the abysses, and in the light and in the darkness, and in everything. And he gave us a great sign, the Sabbath day, that we should work 6 days, but keep Sabbath on the seventh day from all work. And all the malakim of the presence, and all the malakim of sanctification, these two great classes, he has bidden us to keep the Sabbath with him in heaven and on earth. And he said unto us,
Behold, I will separate unto myself a people from among all the peoples, and these will keep the Sabbath day, and I will sanctify them unto myself as my people, and I will bless them. As I have sanctified the Sabbath day and do sanctify it unto myself, even so shall I bless them, and they will be my people, and I shall be their Elohim. And I have chosen the seed of Jacob from amongst all that I have seen, and have written him down as my firstborn son, and have sanctified him unto myself forever and ever. And I will teach them the Sabbath day, that they may keep Sabbath thereon from all work.
And thus he created therein a sign in accordance with which they should keep Sabbath with us on the seventh day, to eat and to drink and to bless him who had created all things, as he has blessed and sanctified unto himself a peculiar people above all peoples, and that they should keep the Sabbath together with us. And he caused his commands to ascend as a sweet savor acceptable before him all the days. There were 22 heads of mankind from Adam to Jacob, and 22 kinds of work were made until the seventh day. This is blessed and holy, and the former also is blessed and holy, and this one serves with that one for sanctification and blessing. And to this, Jacob and his seed, it was granted that they should always be the blessed and holy ones of the first testimony and law, even as he had sanctified and blessed the Sabbath day on the seventh day.
He created heaven and earth, and everything that he created, in 6 days. And Elohim made the seventh day holy, for all his works. Therefore he commanded on its behalf that whoever does any work therein shall die, and that he who defiles it shall surely die. Wherefore do you, Moshe, command the children of Israel to observe this day, that they may keep it holy, and not do thereon any work, and not to defile it, as it is holier than all other days. And whoever profaneth it shall surely die, and whoever doeth thereon any work shall surely die eternally, that the children of Israel may observe this day throughout their generations, and not be rooted out of the land. For it is a holy day and a blessed day. And everyone who observes it and keeps Sabbath thereon from all his work will be holy and blessed throughout all days like unto us. Declare and say to the children of Israel the law of this day, both that they should keep Sabbath thereon, and that they should not forsake it in the error of their hearts, and that it is not lawful to do any work thereon which is unseemly, to do thereon their own pleasure, and that they should not prepare thereon anything to be eaten or drunk, and that it is not lawful to draw water or bring in or take out thereon through their gates any burden which they have not prepared for themselves on the sixth day in their dwellings. And they shall not bring in nor take out from house to house on that day, for that day is more holy and blessed than any jubilee day of the jubilees. On this we kept Sabbath in the heavens before it was made known to any flesh to keep Sabbath thereon on the earth. And the Creator of all things blessed it. But he did not sanctify all peoples and nations to keep Sabbath thereon, but Israel alone. Them alone he permitted to eat and drink and to keep Sabbath thereon on the earth. And the Creator of all things blessed this day which he has created for a blessing and a sanctification and a glory above all days. This law and testimony was given to the children of Israel as a law forever unto their generation. The Sabbath was kept in the heavens before the earth was made, was kept during the days of our ancestors, was kept during the days of Christ and after he ascended, and was kept throughout history, and is still to be kept today and until Yeshua returns, and will be kept in the kingdom to come. Let's study what Scripture teaches us about the Sabbath day. Genesis is not about the beginning of the world and mankind. It's about the beginning of the time of Adam, as these scriptures are the book of the generations of Adam. Some say there is a time gap between verse 1 and verse 2. In verse 1, we see that Yahweh created the sky and the land. Created is from H 1254, bara. Only Yahweh can create something from nothing. The next few verses reveal that the angels had their chance to govern the earth. They evidently experimented with hybridization and corrupted the creation. Verse 2 states that the earth was without form and void. The Hebrew reveals that the earth had become chaotic and empty. This was because of the judgment of God on earlier civilizations for their wickedness. This was when there was war in the heavens, Revelation 12:7, and Satan was confined to the earth when he fell as lightning, Luke 10:18. Verses 2 through 5 are talking about the sky and atmosphere returning to their previous pre-catastrophe state. In verse 11, we see the grass, herbs, and trees growing before the sun is mentioned in verse 14. Towards the end of chapter 1, we see Yahweh creating the animal species, male and female. He also created the species of man. Male and female created he them. In verse 28, God said to all the species to be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the land. Plenish means to fill, and you cannot replenish what was never plenished or filled before. This shows that Yahweh was replenishing the earth with new life because he destroyed the world which the angels had defiled.
This is why he sent Adam to be the new superintendent and to have dominion over the sea, the air, and the land and everything in it. Genesis 1:31. And Elohim saw everything that he had made, and behold, very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Day comes from the Hebrew word yom, which means an age or eon, a space of time. This was the last age of creation. All the creating is now done. The world was not created in 6 days, as the churches teach. Yahweh created the skies and the land and all therein in ages, naturally occurring successions of time periods in which the environment, plants, and animals became established. The earth is now restored and replenished with life and order. Genesis 2:1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them, and on the seventh day Elohim ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. The seventh day is set apart and made holy. Rested is H7673 Shabbat, a verb which means to rest, cease, put an end to. Blessed is H1288 Barak, and means to bless, to kneel, to adore, to praise, to salute, to thank. Sanctified is H6942 Kadash, and means to consecrate, prepare, dedicate, be holy, be separate, be set apart, to honor, to keep sacred, to observe. Sanctified also means clean, ceremonially or morally. 7 is the number of completeness and perfection, both physical and spiritual. How is the number 7 linked with God's annual feast days? In addition to keeping the Sabbath, there are 7 annual holy days, beginning with Passover and ending with the last great day, the 8th day of the Feast of Tabernacles, which ends in the fall, which we are also to keep and observe. We will see by the end of these studies that the gospel is in these feast days. The plan of the gospel, the symbology of the gospel, the meaning of the gospel, and the reason for the gospel. Very similar to how we see the gospel in the stars, which is the prophetic Maseroth of Adam.
See link for details.
Genesis 2:7 is where Yahweh formed the man Adam. Formed is Yatsar, which was an upgrade from the creation of the Adamic species created in Genesis chapter 1. Yahweh took a male from the species of Adam and upgraded him with his breath of life. Adam was the first of the already created species of Adamic man with the spirit of Yahweh. The species was created mortal. The man Adam went from a mortal to immortal with the Shekinah glory upgrade. He was the first Adamic man born from above. Eve was made from the DNA of the upgraded man Adam. So now Adam and Eve were the first man and woman with the spirit. Genesis and Scripture is the book of the generations of Adam and Eve, not the whole world and all the races. And Adam and Eve were not Jews. Cain was the first Jew, as Eve became pregnant by the devil, or some other besides Adam. This is when Adam and Eve sinned, fell, and lost their Shekinah glory, becoming mortal, and beginning this test called mortal life for all their children after them. Our Adamic family is born from above into Adamic flesh, and our purpose is to follow the laws and instructions of our God, so we may be restored to our Shekinah glory and enter the kingdom upon the return of our King, where we will receive our inheritance. Part of our instructions is to keep the Sabbath day. This is part of our heritage, being members of the household of Yahweh. Exodus chapter 16 is about the quails and manna. 45 days after departing out of Egypt, the children of Israel were complaining of hunger. Yahweh told Moses he would rain bread from the sky. The people were to gather a certain portion every day. This was a test to see if they would obey Yahweh. This was also a lesson teaching the children of Israel how the Sabbath day was to be observed. He was teaching them the pattern of 6 days in which work was to be done, and on the seventh day there was to be no work and a day of rest. Yahweh sent flesh at evening and bread in the morning. Yahweh commanded to gather every man according to his eating, according to the number of everyone in his tents. Some gathered more, some less, but everyone wound up with an omer. They were not to leave any of it till the morning, but some did not obey, and it bred worms and stank. On the sixth day, they gathered twice as much bread per man. The rulers of the congregation came and told Moses, Exodus 16:23, and he said unto them, This is that which Yahweh has said, Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto Yahweh. Bake what you will bake, and cook what you will cook, and that which remains over lay up for you to be kept until the morning. And they laid it up till the morning, as Moshe bade, and it did not stink, neither was there any worm therein. And Moshe said, Eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto Yahweh. Today you shall not find it in the field. 6 days ye shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day to gather, and they found none. And Yahweh said unto Moshe,
How long refuse you to keep my commandments and my laws?
Laws is Torah in Hebrew. Note, the written Torah was not given yet. That comes when they get to Sinai. Whether written or spoken, Yahweh's law was, is, and always will be in effect and does not cease. Only the priestly ordinances and rituals ended at Calvary. Verse 29. See, for that Yahweh has given you the Sabbath. Therefore he gives you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide you every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day. This is symbolic of trusting Yahweh's plan of preservation through obedience. There is a reason why he means what he says. Chapter 20 is the Ten Commandments. Keeping the Sabbath is commandment number 4. Exodus 20 verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, set apart. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh your Elohim. In it you shall not do any work, you, nor your son, your daughter, your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your livestock, nor your stranger of kin that is within your gates. For in 6 ages Yahweh made the sky and the land, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day, and set it apart. Chapter 23 is about laws of personal actions, and more on the law of the Sabbath. Exodus 23:10. And 6 years you shall sow your land, and shall gather in the fruits thereof. But the seventh year you shall let it rest and lie still, that the poor of your people may eat, and what they leave the beasts of the field shall eat. In like manner you shall deal with your vineyard and with your olive yard. 6 days shall you do your work, and on the seventh day you shall rest, that your ox and your ass may rest, and the son of your handmaid and the stranger of kin may be refreshed. Even the land gets a Sabbath. Every seventh year we are to let the land alone that it may be refreshed. Chapter 31 is also about the Sabbath. Exodus 31:12. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying,
Speak you also unto the children of Yisrael, saying, Verily, my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Yahweh, that does sanctify you.
Yahweh is speaking to our race, not all races. He set us apart from all the others. Verse 14.
You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defiles it shall surely be put to death, for whosoever does any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh it is the Sabbath of rest, holy to Yahweh. Whosoever does any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death.
This is serious stuff. The Sabbath of rest is a Shabbaton, a cessation of work, and a day set apart to Yahweh in holiness. Verse 16.
Wherefore the children of Yisrael shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations, for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed.
If you are a white Anglo-Saxon, and if you understand that you are a descendant of Jacob whom Yahweh covenanted with, then this covenant applies to you. If you respond to your heritage and observe Yahweh's day of rest in this life, you will enter into his rest in the next. Chapter 34 continues the explanation of the covenant between Yahweh and the children of Israel. He commands we keep the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is part of Passover and represents coming out of Egypt by the power of Yahweh. He commands we rest from our labors. Exodus 34:21. 6 days you shall work, but on the seventh day you shall rest. In early time and in harvest you shall rest. We are mere mortals, and Yahweh wants us healthy and refreshed. Yahweh is giving us a day off and providing for us while we take the day off. Who doesn't want a paid day off? Thanks, Yahweh. Chapter 35 is more Sabbath regulations. Exodus 35:1. And Moshe gathered all the congregation of the children of Yisrael together, and said unto them, These are the words which Yahweh has commanded, that you should do them. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be to you a set-apart day, a Sabbath of rest to Yahweh. Whosoever does work therein shall be put to death. H-7677 is Shabbaton, a Sabbath of cessation from work, a set-apart holy day unto Yahweh. Verse 3. You shall kindle no fire throughout your habitations upon the Sabbath day. The correct translation from the Hebrew reads, Do not continue to be burning work fire amid all those Sabbaths of yours during the day to rest. The word habitations in the King James Version, verse 3, is referring to dwellings, and the context makes it obvious that the passage is work-related, speaking of keeping the work-related fires going.
See the link on Kindle.
Not even that mean old God of the Old Testament would make his people to freeze in the winter time without a fire. He did want them to gather the wood the day before, though. Chapter 16 is about the Day of Atonement. It doesn't fall on a weekly Sabbath, but it is a high Sabbath, a Shabbaton. Leviticus 16:29, And this shall be a statute, or ordinance, commandment, appointment, prescription, forever unto you, that in the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, ye shall afflict, or humble, your souls by fasting, and do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country, or a stranger of kin that sojourns among you. For on that day shall the priest make an atonement for you, to cleanse you, that you may be clean from all your sins before Yahweh. It shall be a Sabbath of rest, a Shabbathon, unto you, and you shall afflict your souls by a statute forever. This is a commanded fast. No eating food for 24 hours. Notice in verse 30 the word priest is in italics. Italicized words are added by the translators. Sometimes they are used to connect words in sentences. Sometimes they are used to deceive. In the B.C. days of the covenant, our people brought their atoning sacrifice to the priests, and the priests would make the atonement for you. In the A.D. days of the covenant, we are to make atonement ourselves through knowledge and obedience. Spiritual sacrifices are those which we make by following the way and the commandments and appointed times. There is no more priesthood and ritual ordinances because Christ fulfilled them and became our high priest. We are responsible for our own repentance, our own spiritual sacrifices, and our own works of obedience and to follow His way. The Day of Atonement is a high Shabbathon, and a day in which we are to rest from work, worldly things, food, and to humble ourselves and repent, and trust in Yahweh as we afflict ourselves with hunger, which brings us closer to the Holy Spirit. It's not only physically healthy to fast, but it's spiritually healthy to fast. Feasts of Yahweh, Leviticus 23:1. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying,
Speak unto the children of Yisrael, and say unto them, Concerning the appointed feasts of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, high Shabbats, set apart sacred assemblies, even these are my appointed feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, a Shabbathon, a set-apart high Sabbath. You shall do no work therein. It is a Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings.
In all your dwellings means wherever you dwell. Verse 4.
These are the feasts of Yahweh, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their appointed times.
There are 7 feasts of Yahweh: Passover, unleavened bread, wave sheaf, which is also called the Feast of First Fruits and the Feast of Weeks. There's Pentecost, Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, and the Feast of Tabernacles, culminating with the Last Great Day. All 7 feasts are symbolic of the plan of salvation and represent Yeshua Christ and what He and the Father have done for us. These feasts are our heritage, which are meant to be observed, and they keep us in remembrance of the wonderful path in which we return back to Him. The feast days contain the symbology and meaning of the gospel.
These feast days are explained in detail and are found in the calendar menu. The links are provided on the paper.
Verse 5.
In the 14th day of the first month, Abib, at even, is Yahweh's Passover.
Passover represents the blood of Christ and is symbolic of the propitiatory shelter He provides over us to protect us from the penalty of sin. Verse 6.
And on the 15th day of the same month, Abib, is the feast of unleavened bread unto Yahweh. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. In the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, you shall have a high Shabbat. You shall do no servile work therein.
The Feast of Unleavened Bread is connected to Passover. It's a reminder that we must put leaven, which represents sin, out of our lives, and is also a reminder of when Yahweh took our ancestors out of Egypt, or bondage. We are to remove all leaven products from our homes and we are to eat unleavened bread during the 7 days of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, beginning Passover evening unto the evening of the seventh day of Feast of Unleavened Bread. The first and seventh day of this feast are weekly as well as high Sabbaths. The only change in the Feast of Unleavened Bread today is that we don't make offerings by fire anymore, because the rituals, sacrifices, and ordinances of the priesthood were done away with. Verse 9. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying,
Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When you be come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then you shall bring a sheaf of the firstfruits of your harvest unto the priest, and he shall wave the sheaf before Yahweh, to be accepted for you. On the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it.
The wave sheaf offering represents the resurrection. It's also referred to as the Feast of First Fruits or the Feast of Weeks, because it starts the countdown to Pentecost. The Feast of Weeks begins 2 days after Passover and the day after the Feast of Unleavened Bread. This is the countdown of 50 days to Pentecost. Since there is no more priesthood, temple, or sacrificial rituals, the Feast of Weeks is celebrated by being mindful of the countdown to Pentecost, and is also a good time to witness to your kinsmen so you have some fruit to present to the Holy Spirit to be received by. Seven Sabbaths to Pentecost. Pentecost is the day after the seventh Sabbath from Passover and Feast of Unleavened Bread. It is a high Shabbat, no servile work. Verse 23. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying,
Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the seventh month of Ethanim, in the first day of the month, you shall have a Shabbaton, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a high Shabbat.
The Feast of Trumpets is on a weekly Sabbath day, and is a high Shabbat, a Shabbaton, which is a set-apart day to observe as a Sabbath day. Trumpets is a warning and preparation that Yeshua is coming, so it's time to trim your lamps and get right before it's too late. Verse 26. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying,
Also, on the tenth day of this seventh month, Ethanim, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be a high Shabbat unto you. And you shall afflict your souls, and offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh.
The Day of Atonement, a day of fasting, a day to deny worldly things and trust in Yahweh's plan of bodily and spiritual cleansing. It's another Shabbaton, a set-apart holy day. Verse 28.
And you shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before Yahweh your God. For whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted and humbled in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever soul it be that does any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. You shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and you shall afflict your souls. In the ninth day of the month at even, from even unto even, shall you celebrate your Sabbath.
Your fast begins the evening of the ninth day of the seventh month to the evening of the tenth day. No eating, watching TV, buying or selling, or working. A day of fasting, repentance, a day of immersing yourself in the Word and supporting each other through this fast. You break your fast with a nice meal the evening of the tenth day. Verse 33. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying,
Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of this seventh month of Ethanim shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto Yahweh.
The Feast of Tabernacles It begins on a Sabbath day and ends on the following Sabbath day, which is a high Shabbat, and is also the eighth day of this feast, which is a high Shabbat. The Feast of Tabernacles symbolizes that we dwell in safety with Christ from the Satanic society. It's a memorial of wandering in the wilderness during the Exodus, and a reminder that we are foreigners and pilgrims. Verse 35.
On the first day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. On the eighth day shall be a high Shabbat unto you, and you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. It is a solemn assembly, it is a meeting of set apartness, and you shall do no servile work therein.
Again, we are not required to offer offerings by fire because those ordinances expired when Christ died. Everything else still stands: the memorial, the participation, and the cessation of work on the Sabbaths. Verse 39.
Also, in the 15th day of the 7th month of Ethanim, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto Yahweh 7 days. On the first day shall be a high Shabbat, and on the eighth day shall be a high Shabbat. And you shall take you on the first day the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before Yahweh your Elohim 7 days. And you shall keep it a feast unto Yahweh 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the 7th month.
The Festival of Tabernacles, time to camp out. Verse 42.
You shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh your Elohim.
The eighth day of the Feast of Tabernacles is called the Last Great Day. It represents the return of our King. All 7 of these feast days are memorials, commandments, and are our heritage. If you are an Israelite, then you should be participating in your family traditions. The churches only celebrate Passover. They observe it on the wrong day and to a Jewish Jesus. All they are concerned about is being covered by the blood, being saved by their own declaration, and to wait for the rapture plane. They don't understand that the Bible is not a Jewish book. These are not Jewish feasts, and the Jews are not Israelites. The churches identify as trans-Gentiles and base their whole doctrine, the gospel, and their path to salvation on a counterfeit religion. Because of this, they don't know who they are or whose they are. They don't live according to the way or their heritage, and as a result, they are twofold children of hell antichrists that serve Jewish agendas and a Haimi Jesus that guarantees you an eternity of death. It matters who and what we believe. 33,000 so-called Christian denominational beliefs are not the belief. Chapter 25 is about the Sabbath and Jubilee years. Leviticus 25:2.
Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto Yahweh. 6 years you shall sow your field, and 6 years you shall prune your vineyard, and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the 7th year shall be a Shabbaton unto the land, a Sabbath for Yahweh. You shall neither sow your field nor prune your vineyard. That which grows of its own accord of your harvest you shall not reap, neither gather the grapes of your vine undressed. For it is a year of rest, a Shabbaton unto the land. and the Sabbath of the land shall be food for you and for your servant, and for your maid, and for your hired servant, and for your guest that sojourns with you, and for your livestock, and for the beast that are in your land, shall all the increase thereof be food. And you shall number 7 Sabbaths of years unto you, 7 times 7 years, and the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto you 49 years. Then shall you cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the Day of Atonement shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land.
The Jubilee year starts on the Day of Atonement in the 49th year and lasts until the Day of Atonement the following year. The 50th year is symbolic. This Yobel year would be within the 49th and 50th year because it begins in the 7th month of the 49th year. So we see that Yahweh sets aside Sabbaths for the land, for our mortal bodies, and for returning every man unto his possession and his family. We get weekly rests, yearly rests, and even our livestock and land gets rest.
Yay!
Yahweh states that if we follow his plan for the land Sabbaths, then he will bless the 6th year to bring forth fruit for 3 years. Yahweh is so great. Why the heck would you not follow his plan? But you have to know his plan. And unfortunately, the Jews and the churches have destroyed his plans and teach the opposite of his ways. How many farmers and agricultural companies keep the land Sabbaths? Why is our food low in nutrients and high in sugar and full of genetically modified Roundup pesticide chemicals? Because the Jews own all the farm and food industries, set and govern the food regulations, and have always been known throughout history to poison the food, air, and water of the Goyim sheep. And the churches are chief in supporting their efforts because they have been fooled into believing the Jews are God's people. Chapter 5 is the Ten Commandments repeated to the generation born in the wilderness of Sinai who were not alive when the Ten Commandments were given some 40 years earlier. Deuteronomy 5:1. And Moshe called all Yisrael, and said unto them, Hear, O Yisrael, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that you may learn them, and keep, and do them. The Hebrew has study them, as part of learn them, and guard them, meaning keep them. Verse 2. Yahweh our Elohim made a covenant with us, meaning with our fathers, in Horeb. Yahweh made not this covenant with our fathers only, but with us, even us, who are all of us here alive this day. This covenant was broken by the people in the course of life in the wilderness, and the new generation had to re-sign before entering the promised land, on the verge of which they now stood. The covenant is with the children of Israel. All Israelites, past, present, and future, are under this covenant. It's a racial and family covenant between Yahweh and the children of Jacob. This covenant is the same as the covenant in the New Testament. The only difference is that the priesthood, its rituals and oblations, and the blood sacrifices were what was done away with. The churches teach that the laws, feast days, food laws, and just about everything Yahweh commanded was done away with at the cross. The churches are ignorant and reprobate. Yahshua states in the New Testament, John 14:15,
If you love me, keep my commandments.
And the fourth commandment is, verse 12, keep, or guard, observe, regard, celebrate the Sabbath day, to set it apart, as Yahweh your Elohim has commanded you. 6 days you shall labor, and do all your work, but on the 7th day is the Sabbath of Yahweh your Elohim. In it you shall not do any work, you, nor your son, your daughter, your manservant, your maidservant, your ox, your ass, your livestock, nor your sojourning kinsman that is within your gates, that your manservant and your maidservant may rest as well as you. And remember that you was a servant in the land of Mitzrayim, and that Yahweh your Elohim brought you out from there through a mighty hand and a stretched out arm. Therefore Yahweh your Elohim commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. So we see from Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy that Yahweh established the Sabbath day as a commandment, a sacred, set-apart, appointed day. It is a holy cessation from work, an intermission of rest, and that all Israelites born in every generation and wherever we dwell are to keep, guard, remember, observe, participate, and celebrate the Sabbath day. The rest of the books of the Old Testament demonstrate that his people and our ancestors were to keep the Sabbaths. In the words of the days, which is the Chronicles, the houses of Israel and Judah went through evil kings and great apostasy as a nation. Nearly all the people were idolaters, race-mixing, and profaning the temple and their worship until there was no remedy. Yahweh had enough of his cheating wife and sent the Assyrians and the Babylonians to punish them. 2 Chronicles 36:20. And them that had escaped from the sword carried Nebuzaradan, the grandee of executioners, away to Babylon, where they were servants to Nebuchadnezzar and his sons until the reign of the kingdom of Persia, to fulfill the word of Yahweh by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land has enjoyed her Sabbaths. For as long as she lay desolate, she kept Sabbath, to fulfill 70 years. In addition to the apostasy of idolatry, race-mixing, international whoredom, usury, neglect of the poor and needy, and lack of brotherly love, the people failed to keep the land Sabbath for 70 years, which is why the Babylonian captivity lasted 70 years. In the 7th month, on the 1st day, during the Feast of Trumpets, which is a high Shabbat, the congregation gathered to hear the reading of the Torah, the law. This was the remnant of the house of Judah that returned from captivity to rebuild Jerusalem. The Levites read the book of the law of Yahweh, translating to give the sense, and caused the people to understand the reading. They wept because they had not understood the word and their role as children of the Most High, but now they understand. When they understood the words declared to them, they rejoiced. They celebrated the Feast of Tabernacles 2 weeks later on the appointed day and dwelt in booths for 7 days with great gladness, remembering and honoring Yahweh for his deliverance of Israel from Egyptian bondage. A few days later, they fasted and separated themselves from their racially alien wives and children and confessed their sins. They praised Yahweh for his covenant with Abraham and for showing his signs and wonders in Egypt and for leading their ancestors through the wilderness. Nehemiah 9:13. You came down also upon Mount Sinai and spake with them from the heavens, and gave them right judgments, and true laws, and good statutes and commandments, and made known unto them your holy Sabbath, and commanded them precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moshe, your servant. They realized that Yahweh means business when he sets commandments before us. Yahweh promises blessings with obedience, and cursings with disobedience. Yahweh is dead serious when it comes to his appointed times and Shabbats. Nehemiah 10:31. And if the people of the land bring merchandise or any victuals on the Sabbath day to sell, that we would not buy it of them on the Sabbath day, or on the holy set-apart day, and that we would leave the seventh year and the exaction of every debt. They would observe the Sabbath day and not buy or sell on this day. They also observed the seventh year of release from debt. This is another type of Sabbath Yahweh provides us with. Every seventh year was a rest from debts. If the indentured servitude or debt was more than 7 years, the debt would resume after the seventh year. The Jubilee year, the 50th year, was the one that was a full release from all debts and a restoration of one's property. Nehemiah 13:15. In those days saw I in Judah some treading the winepresses on the Sabbath, and bringing in sheaves and lading asses, as also wine, grapes, and figs, and all manner of burdens, which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, and I testified against them in the day wherein they sold victuals. There dwelt men of Tyre also therein, which brought fish and all manner of merchandise, and sold on the Sabbath unto the children of Judah and in Jerusalem. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah, and said unto them, What evil thing is this that you do, and profane the Sabbath day? Did not your forefathers thus, and did not our Elohim, bring all this evil upon us, and upon this city? Yet you bring more wrath upon Israel by profaning the Sabbath. And it came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the gates should be shut, and charged that they should not be opened till after the Sabbath. And some of my servants set I at the gates, that there should be no burden brought in on the Sabbath day. Began to be dark before the Sabbath. Reading this at face value seems to imply that the Sabbath begins at evening. The evening-to-evening reckoning is Babylonian, Jewish, and pagan. The day begins at sunrise. It was customary to close the gate at night and opened when the sun is hot, Nehemiah 7:3. The merchants came on the sixth day, arriving at the end of the day, so Nehemiah shut the gates on them. The evening was not the beginning of the new day or the Sabbath. As they lodge about the wall that evening, Nehemiah would not be laying his hands on them if it were the Sabbath. The Sabbath comes after dark, in the morning, at sunrise. The merchants never made it into the city that evening of the sixth day, nor were they allowed in it on the Sabbath day. Since the gates were closed at night, the merchants were kept out almost 2 days, from the evening of the sixth day to noon on the eighth day. Verse 20. So the merchants and sellers of all kind of merchandise lodged outside Jerusalem once or twice. Then I testified against them and said unto them, Why lodge you about the wall? If you do so again, I will lay hands on you. From that time forth came they no more on the Sabbath. Jerusalem was along a trade route. The merchants, usually Canaanite Jews, would try to sell merchandise on the Sabbath. When that was stopped by Nehemiah, they would camp outside the city, and this became a distraction for the Sabbath. So Nehemiah told them to scram or else. Verse 22. And I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves, and that they should come and keep the gates, to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember me, O my Elohim, concerning this also, and pardon me according to the greatness of your loving commitment. A little research shows that all the white nations of the world kept the Sabbath day. This is because we are the Israelites of the Bible. It is our Israelite heritage, and it is our people that brought the gospel to the world, and we attempt to follow God's laws. The Jews have never done any of this. They've only defiled God's word, his laws, our white Christian societies, and our minds. America, as well as Canada, Austria, Germany, Switzerland, and Norway kept most stores closed on Sundays. The first known law regarding prohibition of Sunday labor was in 321 AD by Emperor Constantine. Sabbatarians from London kept the Sabbath days when they arrived in America in 1664. Blue laws, also known as Sunday laws, were laws designed to restrict or ban buying or selling on Sunday. The first occurrence of the phrase blue laws is in the New York Mercury of March 3, 1755. They were enacted by Puritan colonies in the 17th century that prohibited the sale of merchandise and business activities. Numerous Americans were arrested for working, keeping an open shop, drinking alcohol, and traveling on Sundays in the 19th century. Jews protested against these laws. Why? Because the Jews are not Israelites, and they wanted to make money off the goyim. The Jews don't follow any of God's laws, and they create loopholes around his laws. They are also responsible for changing our laws because they have infiltrated and taken over all governments. Now they have taught our people to neglect all of God's laws, feast days, and Sabbaths, and our own true identity, which they stole. They have taught our people to accept the traditions and values of Jews, to serve and support Jews, and to trust in and worship Jews. No thanks, I'll serve Yahweh, and support and serve my Israelite kinsmen. There is even a song for the Sabbath, Psalm 92:1, a psalm or song for the Sabbath day. It is a good thing to give thanks unto Yahweh, and to sing praises unto your name, O Most High. Look it up and read the rest. Chapter 56 is about estranged Israel. Isaiah is speaking about the Israelites which were scattered among the nations, the lost sheep, the same lost sheep which Christ told his disciples to bring the gospel to, their descendants. These estranged, lost Israelites were walking in darkness because they were living among the pagan nations and forgot who they were and whose they were. These same lost Israelites are also our kinsmen and women sitting in their own pew in the 33,000 denominations of Jewish Jesus-worshipping churches who identify as trans-Gentiles, eat swine's flesh, and do not keep the Sabbaths in righteousness, and have been taught to forget about the feast days. Isaiah 56:1. Thus says Yahweh,
keep you justice and do righteousness, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that does this, and the son of Adam that lays hold on it, that keeps the Sabbath from polluting it, and keeps his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that has joined himself to Yahweh speak, saying, Yahweh has utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree.
Stranger is H5236, Nekar, an Israelite living in a foreign land. The children of Israel are strangers to Yahweh with their deportation and divorce, which happened in 745 BC. When the children of Yahweh were divorced, they became a eunuch, cut off, estranged. Verse 4.
For thus says Yahweh unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant, even unto them will I give in my house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of estranged Israel that join themselves to Yahweh to serve him and to love the name of Yahweh, to be his servants, everyone that keeps the Sabbath from polluting it and takes hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all my people.
Yahweh's covenant is only with Israel. He is not admitting other races and the just believers of the Gentile church who worship Haimi Jesus into the covenant. He is speaking of estranged Israelites that were cast off for their idolatry and whoredom against him. This is the prophecy of the gospel to the lost sheep and their return to Yahweh, his laws, and keeping his Sabbaths and feast days, all of which we were to continue after Christ died, which is why the apostles kept and taught to keep the feasts.